Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pat, I wanted to share with you, because I know that you are a big football fan. Steve, you can agree with this, but Bobby Bowden, Pat's...
I'm not a big football fan?
Well, no.
Oh, you agree with... Okay, yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I agree with...
Okay, you're here, right? Okay, yes. Just making sure. Yeah. All right, great. Now, he's not a Florida State fan. He's been known to support the Gators. But wait till he hears about Bobby Bowden. I want to hear after he hears about Bobby Bowden whether he will, you know, tip his hat off. Bobby Bowden is the former head coach of the Florida State Seminoles football team in Florida. I believe national champions right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you say it?
From what I hear.
From what he hears.
Allegedly.
From his sources.
can't give him no credit. He can't give them any credit. Well, Bobby Bowden just wrote a book called The Wisdom of Faith. And you want to hear what he has to say. He's 84 years old, retired coach, and watch as he just shoots it off, man. He gets ready to let you know what his book is all about. Watch this.
The wisdom of faith is based on experiences that you've gained in life. You know, I'm 84 years of age, and when you get old, you're supposed to write a book, you know, tell people what you learned. Life and death is a lot more important than winning or losing a football game. But it's a lot of it's the same. You know it? You've got to prepare. You've got to commit yourself. You've got to sacrifice. I felt like when I coached a young man, I had to be sure that he was the best athlete possible. I had to be sure he graduated from college, and I wanted him to know about Jesus. When I started coaching football, and I'm getting boys that are 17, 18, 19 years of age, and a lot of them have never read the Bible, never had to go to church, I wanted to try to give them as much of that as I could, hoping it would have an impact on them like it had on me. The thing that has been the biggest factor probably in getting me through my life has been my faith. So I was baptized when I was 10, 11. But when I was 23 years of age, I learned that I needed something stronger. I needed a Savior. I was saved through God's mercy, and it wasn't anything I did, because it was at that time I realized I was saved by grace. I was saved by grace. One thing I tried to get across the book to everybody is you're going to have problems. You know what? Now, you talk about problems. When you're a football coach at a major college, you got problems every Saturday. If you lose, you got a problem. But God will work you through them if you'll let Him, if you'll put Him first. So that's what I try to do in this book, is share some of the experiences that happened to me and how I was able to work through them through my faith. What I would hope with this book, that somebody would read it, and somewhere in there, something I would say would give them a stronger belief in Jesus Christ as their Savior. Somehow, I hope somebody can be saved through this book. That's what I hope, you know.
There you have it, Bobby Bowden, The Wisdom of Faith, available now in Barnes and Nobles. I'm Pat. What do you think, Pat?
I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I like Bobby Bowden.
Yeah, Bobby Bowden.
He's the man.
Pretty good coach, huh? Pretty good coach.
I don't
coach.
Know about that team he used to coach, but I like Bobby Bowden.
That's powerful, though. I mean, you think about it. It was Sharon during that. 55 years of coaching, he's the most winningest coach. And that's so powerful, like what he was saying. It's just like life and death is more important than winning and losing. But at the same time, too, it's just like you got to sacrifice, you got to prepare. And that's beautiful just to hear and like how he's saying. It's just like, you know, the connections of that. It's great.
Yeah, it's really good because, you know, so many times you have sports and people make, you got to be careful, especially in our country, but really all around the world now with you have the Olympics and you have all these different sports and so many different athletes. It's very easy for these athletes to worship either themselves, their talent, mm-hmm. their skills, or the game. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more to life than just the game. There's more to life than just the career. There's more to life, believe me, than just, you know, the children. You know what's more? Jesus is more. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what the score is. It doesn't matter what how many things you accumulate in your life and all the different things you do. If at the end of the day, at the end of the game, when it's all said and done, when it's all over with, and everyone goes home and the job is over and, you know, you're 84 years old and you're looking back, mm-hmm. do you want to live a life with regrets? Do you want to live a life that you look back and say, well, you know, I should have done this, and I mean, I wish I wouldn't have done that, and I didn't turn to God when I should have, and when you start looking at the spreadsheet of your life and you say, yeah, those were the wonder years, and oh, that was crisis moments, and these were the good times, you can probably look back and say, this is where I was with God and this is where I left God. Mm-hmm. And I want to encourage you that today you can make the decision to say, you know what, I'm not going to aimlessly go through life. I'm not going to float around and just end up somewhere. But with intentionality and purpose, I'm going to focus on my relationship with Jesus this year. You know, you made a New Year's resolution, and maybe, you know, at the time you're listening to this, maybe you're in the middle of the year or the end of the year, and you're not anywhere different than where you said January 1st you wanted to be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You said that you wanted to read your Bible more this year. You said you wanted to trust God more. You said that you wanted to invite the Lord into your business, into your family life, into your marriage, and it just hasn't happened. I want to encourage you, listen, today, right now, this is not a happenstance or a coinky dink or a whatever, you know. This is your opportunity to say, hey, I want God. I want God. I want to put him into my life, and I want to make sure that he is the Lord of my life. You can do it today. All you have to do is invite him in.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.